Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, it was a short show. There was a delayed of a show, so I wanted to just stop it here. It was because but the topic of this show is dealing with the sickest, most dangerous human beings on this planet. Now, I told you many times about the issues that I have. I need a 30-minute show, so this will be part one. Well, anyway, everything I state in this broadcast is true, and I want to reiterate that everything that I clarify and say out my mouth is absolutely the truth. Anyone disagree, I don't care. Care what people think of me, but I do. All I do care about is my expressing the truth, and that's all that matters. I don't care about perception at this state either. But the point is that for several years I've been harassed, and I'm sure a lot of some people go through this, the stalking. I guess it's, you know, you live next door to a neighbor who don't understand that boundaries are to be abided by, who may have trespassed on my boundaries, allegedly, and who harassed me for 2002 because I don't hang around other black people, which is a psychosis and racism. My thing is that I'm open-minded to all people, but because of this experience for long term, I don't have no attraction to African-American men or women sexually, but because of the bad experiences that I had, in particular in this experience where some assessed dangerous person who don't understand reality have harassed me for a long period of time. I have a good reason to feel this way. I'm not racist. But when someone has stalked me for 12 years, or let's say followed me around and threatened to kill me and violated my privacy and so on, there's no way I can hang around someone who looks like that person. However, I am open-minded to all people. Everything I do, my music and all that, is for people regardless of race. I do have African-American friends, but the point that I'm trying to make is that while I have friends of all types, black or white or whatever, I mean, I supported Obama in both elections, you know. The point is that what I'm trying to say is that colorblind does not mean you hang out with people of the same race all the time. I am a colorblind individual. My influences are Jimi Hendrix, Dr. King, and so on. But the point of this show is that the harassment was so severe with dealing with a mentally ill person, and this black person, more than one person, who I have dealt with. I've written a book about this black person and this white person in the building of the Van Nuys, and I have told about living in the building where I may have been trespassed on. They banged on my window for no reason. They followed me to my work at Share. They followed me all around. And then I left. Also, these people were at a nearby center, socials club, which I will never be at. They were jealous of me owning a home, and they had this conspiracy to, because I owned this home, to try to take it away from me. And they did not want me to succeed, and they were jealous. They sit on their ass all day harassing and hurting people. So my thing is that black, white, mentally ill criminals, these people are criminally mentally ill. And I say this because when I'm dealing with this on a daily basis, where I have to deal with people who don't understand boundaries, okay? You got to have, if I'm dealing with somebody somebody I don't know, you know what? Let me do a new broadcast because I think I'm running out of time, but what I'm trying to, so I'll get back to this, it'll be a new show with this topic. So, please forgive me for the audience. I'll talk to you in a second.